Every Sunday in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. Ford visits Niagara District Airport, earns endorsement from Deputy Mayor Weems. The provincial election campaign brings Doug Ford to Niagara-on-the-Lake for a stop at the Niagara District Airport. There, he outlines his promise to beef up border security while standing in front of a helicopter the likes of which will be deployed in that plan. He also references that he has promised $35 million coming to NOTL, for a theater, which was news to everyone at the event, including Shaw CEO Tim Jennings. Read the story here. Schifoli Capper to run for Liberals in Niagara Falls riding. After much speculation, the Ontario Liberal Party named Toronto immigration consultant Schifoli Capper their candidate for the Niagara Falls riding for the February 27 election. The announcement came late Friday evening with just 20 days left for Capper to campaign against Wayne Gates, NDP, Ruth Ann Nowestig, PC, and Celia Taylor, GPO. More about Capper can be learned here and here. Land Tribunal upholds its 2024 decision on Rand Estate. In October, the Ontario Land Tribunal concluded its hearings on Solmar Development's proposed plans for the Randwood Estate on John Street, making several demands for revisions. Solmar appealed the decision, and this week the OLT released a statement concluding that the request does not raise a compelling and convincing case. Solmar will now have 2 months to make a decision on whether or not to go ahead with the development with the revisions requested by the tribunal. Chris Duby's story can be read here. Joy tries it. Tossing pizzas with Barrelhead Chief Pizzaiolo Michael Zapatelli. In our latest edition of Joy Tries It, our intrepid reporter takes a tutorial from Michael Zapatelli in the Barrelhead kitchen, getting a chance to learn how to toss a pizza. How did she do? Find out here. Goldberger's new book and CD, A Reflection on a Long Life in Music. That's Steve Goldberger in caricature form in the center of that illustration, taken from his new memoir In a Life. In the book, the multi-instrumentalist and songwriter tells his life story, taking the reader through a 1970s travelogue with his bluegrass band Black Creek and to present day, living in NOTL and bringing the entire Niagara music community together under his shed studio roof. He will be doing a special reading from the book at the NOTL Public Library in April, and playing a couple of songs from the new album, also called In a Life. Find out the details here. Three NOTL projects recognized at 2024 Niagara Biennial Design Awards. Every 2 years, the Niagara region holds its Biennial Design Awards to recognize excellence in public art, architecture, and design. At this year's awards, Vineyard Square in St. David's, above, and two other NOTL-based projects earned recognition. Learn more here.